Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Performance Beef is a comprehensive technology solution, integrating feed, financial, and health information into one easy-to-use platform. Hear how it's helped Chris Urbanczyk manage health data on his cattle operation.
Just keeping track of the drugs instantaneous. Guys finish at the shoot, I can look it up at the office. Or if I'm at the house, I can look it up without having to call three people. I can see what cattle were doctored, if there was too many out of one pen, what's going on. We just got to be smarter with what we have.
Performance Beef helps Chris record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the shoot. The mobile app also makes it easy to quickly log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Record data in real time with Performance Beef. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo and see how it can help simplify your business.
The 28th Tulsa Farm Show will be happening starting this coming Thursday, running through Saturday at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds at what is now called SageNet Center. Scott Katorsum is the manager for the Tulsa Farm Show for Midwest Farm Shows, actually back for a second time here in 2021 as they postponed the 2020 Tulsa Farm Show from this last December to February of 2021.
Yeah, you're right, Ron, and it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but we're hoping that the energy from our February show carries over to December, and I think that it's going to go beyond expectations. You know, we're approaching close to 300 exhibitors, so we're pleased about that. We did add a few new things. We're looking at a mechanical bull will be at the show this year. We're going to pair him up with our country western singer Rusty Ryerson, and they'll be together, and so people can be entertained that way if they get a moment to sit down. Also, we're going to look at probably 12 people now participating in the cattle equipment demos. Our friends at Oklahoma Farm Bureau again are big contributors to the show, and we're partnering up with them again, and we're excited about that.
The 2021 Tulsa Farm Show happening this Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Tulsa Fairgrounds. Admission and parking are free. Folks in agriculture expressing their sorrow over the death of Senator Robert Dole of Kansas. The CEO of the National Corn Growers, John Doggett, said, "We're deeply saddened by the death of Senator Dole, a champion for farmers. Senator Dole was crucial in forging important and long-lasting coalitions to pass farm bills through Congress, at times having to navigate steep budget cuts to do so. He was a friend of agriculture." Oklahoma State University receiving a grant from USDA worth nearly $500,000 to strengthen and explore new market opportunities for local and regional meat businesses. The funding comes at a particularly opportune time for the state, as an already growing trend of consumer interest in locally sourced food has been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. OSU researchers Courtney Beer, J.J. Jones, and OSU's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agriculture Product Center's agribusiness economist Rodney Holcomb are part of the team that will be working with the grant. The project's purpose is to provide online and in-person education. Courtney Beer from the Ag Economics Department of OSU says that knowing how to market products and reach consumers can be a significant hurdle for many producers. The idea is to help them get over those hurdles. You've got farm news on Ron.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's The One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
And that's a look at your agricultural news. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.